Yeah, we have some really great new versions, like larger versions of this, but I love this because it's so small.
Yeah.
All right, so talking with Veronica Belmont, and at any point you can say, like, don't use this or whatever. That's totally cool. I'm more interested in it for my own use also. So I'm asking people about music habits and organization habits and just their relationship to collecting music or listening to music or whatever that is. And so one question is, how did you acquire your first, like, the first time you acquired music for your entertainment? What was that?
Do you mean like real old school, like tape style?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or? Your very first, if it was, you know, Elmo's, you know, whatever, I don't know.
My first, the first way I got music for my entertainment was via cassette.
Uh-huh.
And I believe it was Seal's Crazy.
Nice. Was it a single?
Yeah, I think so. No, I think it may have been the whole tape, the whole album. And then shortly thereafter, Aerosmith, Living on the Edge, I think, Madonna, and Meatloaf. In that order.
Nice. And all on cassette format.
All on cassette, yeah. And then the first CD I ever purchased, I bought a CD for myself, I think, as a birthday present, and that was Green Day's Dookie. And that was the first CD.
All classics.
Then followed by Elton John and Weezer. So, very eclectic child.
And do you still buy CDs?
I do not, no. I purchase all of my music digitally.
And how do you manage that? And where do you purchase it, and then how do you manage those files?
I use a combination of eMusic, subscription, and also iTunes.
And what's your eMusic subscription level?
I pay the $15 a month for 40 downloads. Yeah, it's really great.
I have to set a calendar date each time to remember it's going to
run out. They screw
up
sometimes, though. Sometimes I think or my monthly days is weird.
I feel like it's changed.
Yeah, I get weird. Like sometimes when I think I should have my 40 back again, I'm still at like 2 or 3. So I never really know when I'm going to get a chance to download more. But it's kind of exciting that way.
Yeah.
It's like a crapshoot. Who knows?
And then what about acquiring music without paying for it, like either from a friend or Pounce or...
I don't really. I believe very strongly in DRM-free but pay. I think artists deserve to have their work paid for. It actually bothers me a lot when people steal music. However, I do give out MP3s from time to time on a promotional level. I would never give away a full album. But sometimes independent musicians will actually ask me to put their single up on Pounce, and I'll do that. And then from time to time I'll send out one MP3 maybe every month or every couple weeks, just on a promotional basis. I think that's okay. I think there is a distinction between giving away an entire album and giving away one MP3. I think people don't really pay attention to the fact that if you put music out there, it will grow the interest in the album and grow the interest in the music and the artist. And I think it's a great promotional tool, and I just believe very strongly that music should be DRM free and paid for.
Cool. So in this scenario, I convince you that you know, Biz Markie is the true heart and soul of hip hop music, and you hadn't really you'd only known a couple of hits, and I bring over my hard drive and I want to forcibly share this collection with you, the entire Biz Markie discography, and he doesn't own the rights
forcibly
anymore.
Forcibly sharing it with me?
Well, I'm really like, I'm
giving persuading you this album,
you,
or I'm slitting,
you know,
your throat.
I'm like, we can't be friends anymore until you listen to this music and come to know and love Biz Markie. Well, Evan, your reaction tells me no one's ever done this to you before.
If a friend of mine had an album and they wanted to give it to me, I may, I'd probably listen to it. I may keep it, but then I may make a donation to the artist, or I may go and buy another one of their albums, or I may go buy a digital version of that album myself afterwards.
Excellent. Yeah, because what I'm really trying to figure out is how everyone polices themselves.
It's a moral thing, for sure. Yeah. I think... I've had a lot of dealings with younger kids who don't really have that instilled in them yet, the importance of paying for artists. I also believe in cutting out the middleman. I think that artists should be paid directly for their music. I know that's a really hard thing to do these days because record labels are so worked into the whole from start to finish process, from the creation of the music to the distribution. And I think record labels are great, especially indie record labels, but I also think that at the core of it, the artist should be making the bulk of the profit off their creations. And I think by giving donations and going and seeing artists live and paying for their music is really the best way for that to happen. It's harder, definitely, but the whole model is changing right now. And if artists want to stay alive, and if record labels even want to stay alive, they have to embrace this new format.
Okay, one last question. I just ripped that Seal record, and I have it on a flash drive, uh-huh. and you haven't heard it in a long time. Could you take that? You've already bought the cassette in 1989.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean. Yeah, I think that people should be able to own a hard copy of music and also a digital copy.
So even if you didn't, if I did the work of ripping that one.
Yeah, that's a tricky question, but yeah, I would be.
All right.
Because awesome. I paid for it. I did pay for it. And a digital copy is a digital copy. But then you get in all sorts of sticky situations like that. It's definitely something that people need to think about and kind of work the morality through it. But yeah, in that case, I would be okay with it.
Cool.
Maybe I'm talking circles around myself. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure it out
myself.
Yeah,
it's a hard thing to figure out for sure.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.